Welcome to the Austere Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Rachel Schinner from Appalachian State University in USA. She recently published an article entitled Female but Not Feminine: Perceptions of Female Entrepreneurs and Their Ventures, the Role of Gender and Feminine Dormance. She co-authored this paper with Gordy Players and Frank Jensen. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Rachel, welcome to our podcast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
So we decided to study female entrepreneurs because there's a lot of research evidence in the entrepreneurship field that women tend to be underrepresented in entrepreneurship. They're more likely to own smaller firms with fewer employees. They have lower growth aspirations, and they're also less likely to raise equity funding. At the same time, there's some research evidence that there's a shift in socially prescribed gender roles in terms of occupational gender roles. There's actually a study recently published in 2021 that looked at a decade worth of data covering more than 1.4 million data points that shows that there's a real shift in gender stereotypes regarding women's social and occupational roles. And there's about a close to 20% weakening in these gender roles. And so we wanted to see whether this also applies to entrepreneurship, which is generally perceived as a masculine occupation. So the first objective was we wanted to look at how women are perceived in the field of entrepreneurship because of this change in socially prescribed gender stereotypes. The second objective of our research was to look at spontaneous perceptions. So there's a lot of research in social psychology that shows that perceptions are very strongly influenced by physical appearance. Banchevsky in a 2016 study found that it only takes fractions of a second for people to come to very similar conclusions about a person's attractiveness, aggression, likability, trustworthiness, and competence. And so we wanted to see how do those spontaneous perceptions affect how female entrepreneurs are perceived. And here we're looking particularly at appearance, right? So physical attractiveness or appearance has been found to matter, to play an important role in how we assess someone's competence, whether or not we choose to hire them, their compensation. And in entrepreneurship, physical attractiveness has been related to funding decisions. Women in various industries, especially in male-dominated organizations or occupations, are trying to accomplish the right look. It's referred to, the professional term for that is aesthetic labor. And women try to accomplish this right look because they want to establish legitimacy, credibility, acceptance, and those can very often be conveyed through dress. And so we wanted to see, does a female entrepreneur's appearance matter in how she is perceived? So those were the two research questions that we wanted to examine. How are women, female entrepreneurs perceived in comparison to male entrepreneurs because of these changing gender stereotypes in society? And the second question was, does a female entrepreneur's appearance matter in terms of how she is perceived in terms of her competence and the viability of her business?
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So in order to answer our questions, we conducted three experiments. We used stock photos. We pre-tested them to make sure that the images were similar on attractiveness, about the same age. And we also framed our research in the gender-neutral industry, the hospitality industry. We pre-tested that, and we found that industry to be gender-neutral. And so in this first experiment, we asked respondents to look at images of female and male entrepreneurs and assess them in terms of their competence and the viability of their venture. We had about 200 respondents in Belgium who looked at these images and assessed the entrepreneur's competence and the viability of their venture. And in this first experiment, we found that, surprisingly, female were perceived more positively than their male counterparts when it came to the competence of the entrepreneur herself and the viability potential for success of our venture. In the second experiment, we again used stock photos, but this time we only used images of female entrepreneurs. And we computer manipulated the images to add feminine adornments, nail polish, makeup, jewelry. And we asked respondents, again, about 200 respondents in Belgium, to look at those images and assess the entrepreneurs on their competence, the viability of their venture. And we added a third assignment asking them, if you had 300,000 euros, how would you allocate them between those individuals? Whose company would you want to invest in? And in this study, again, we were surprised. We found that the female entrepreneurs who did not wear adornments, so the images that were not manipulated, those individuals were perceived more positively, their ventures were perceived as more viable, and they received more funding compared to the women who did wear the feminine adornments. Again, makeup, jewelry, nail polish. The third experiment we did was with a sample of working professionals, business professionals who had investment experience. We had close to 90 respondents. And in this study, we sought to confirm the previous two experiment results, which were done with lay people. And indeed, we were able to confirm the findings of the first two experiments with the individuals who were professionals with investment experience.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
So just to clarify the theoretical framing of our research, we based our research hypothesis on gender role theory. Gender role theory proposes that in every society, there will be expectations regarding the social roles that women and men should fulfill. And that also applies to occupations. Some occupations are perceived as more masculine. And entrepreneurship is, in general, in most societies, associated with masculine agentic traits like aggressiveness, autonomy, risk-taking. And this gender role theory is complemented by gender role congruency theory, which argues if you pursue an occupation that is incongruent with your gender, you're likely to experience bias and discrimination. So when a woman perceives a career in entrepreneurship, which is socially prescribed as a masculine occupation, she is likely to experience some bias. So that was the theoretical framing of our paper. One challenge that we had was regarding external validity, right? So very few people would invest in a venture if all they know is what the entrepreneur looks like and the name of the venture. But because we wanted to study spontaneous perceptions, that's the only information we gave. And thankfully, my colleagues at University of Louvain-la-Neuve in Belgium were able to secure some funding so that we could confirm our findings with working professionals, which was a challenge. But we were able to complement the initial two experiment results with a sample of working professionals that have investment experience.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
So as I mentioned earlier, first, we did not expect female entrepreneurs to be more positively perceived than their male counterparts. So that was a surprising finding. And we do acknowledge that we framed our study in a gender-neutral industry. So results might look really differently if you were to look at an industry that is framed as a masculine industry, like construction, for example. We also collected data in Belgium, which is a country or a society that ranks high on gender egalitarianism. These study results might look very different if we looked at a country that ranks lower on gender egalitarianism, like the US. And so this study really opens the door for more research on this issue, looking at other societies and other industries. The second surprising finding, and it was surprising because there is evidence that attractiveness is equated with more positive perceptions of individuals, their competence, their potential. And so we were surprised to find that wearing feminine adornments was actually associated with less positive reactions of the entrepreneur and her venture, and also led to lower financial allocations in the funding exercise. So this also surprised us.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
So the practical implications of our study are relevant for entrepreneurs, also for individuals coaching or mentoring entrepreneurs, and for investors. So for entrepreneurs themselves, especially female entrepreneurs, our findings might give some insight to women as to how they want to present themselves when, for example, they're interacting with stakeholders, right? Investors, or even suppliers and customers and the employees in their ventures. And our research findings seem to suggest that female entrepreneurs are or should be advised not to put money, time, effort into feminine adornments, that this might actually hurt how others perceive them. And these results also are important information for business incubator coaches or mentors. There's a lot of already evidence that these individuals, business incubators, coaches, and mentors advise women to be cognizant of how they use language, how they use their body language, how they interact with other people, how they dress. And so we add to that knowledge by saying, you should also pay attention to feminine adornments. For investors, our findings sensitize investors to the potential of implicit bias that is based on a person's appearance. In the human resource management literature, there's a best practice that recommends that when you look at resumes of applicants, that you remove the name so that you assess the individual based on what's in the resume and not a preconceived notion that you might have across genders. And so while this might be difficult for us to do for investors who look at a pitch given by an entrepreneur, it's still important to sensitize investors to this implicit bias and how that might influence their decisions of whether to invest or not to invest in a particular venture, possibly leading them to miss out on valuable opportunities.
Thanks a lot, Rachel, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Female But Not Too Feminine: Perceptions of Female Entrepreneurs and Their Ventures, the Role of Gender and Feminine Adornments. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ead.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you so much for having me. This was my first podcast, and I'm very excited to have participated.